Hebrews chapter 2. Want to begin reading at verse 7, just a few verses this morning. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 7. The Bible said, Thou madest Him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest Him with glory and honor, and didst set Him over the works of Thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under His feet. For in that He put all in subjection under Him, He left nothing that is not put under Him. But now we see not all, yet all things put under Him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became Him, from whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both He that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all of one, for which cause He is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen. I want to preach just a little while this morning. I'll try to be brief and not be too long-winded. Amen. On this thought, but we see Jesus. But we see Jesus. As we look it around, we see all over this world, there's a whole lot of people seeing a whole lot of things, but they ain't very many people that's seeing Jesus. I want to say, if you see Jesus, Jesus makes a difference to you. But I want to say today, on the authority of God, that Jesus sees you. Amen. He sees you. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you're about. He knows what you think. He knows what you do. Jesus sees you. But if we could just see Jesus, when we see Jesus, praise God, but we see Jesus, we see Him as He is. And now we don't see Jesus. Let me just tell you some things that we don't, some places we don't see Jesus. Nazareth, He was a little boy in Nazareth. We not seeing Jesus today in Nazareth. He's still not that little boy in Nazareth. That one that was a clinging to Mary's skirt tail, going with her where she went, going with her down to draw water, going back and forth to and fro to the carpenter shop. We're not seeing Jesus in Nazareth this morning. We're not seeing Jesus walking on the shores of Galilee. If you go over there, walk, you won't see Him. You'll see where He's been, but you'll not see Jesus. He was there. We've got proof He was there, but He's not there anymore. You won't see Him on the shores of Galilee. Is He in Jerusalem? He was in Jerusalem. The Bible teaches that He walked all over that place. These places over there that's dedicated, Lord Jesus, showing places where He's been. But I want to say, if you go over there and look today, you won't see Jesus. Amen? That you can go to the temple. And the Bible says, we know He went to the temple. He cleansed the temple. But if you go to the temple, you'll see places where they said He's been, but you'll not see Jesus in the temple. He's not there today. Amen. That's places that we won't see Jesus. Hey, you won't see Him at Pilate's judgment hall. Amen. We know He was there. We know He was judged. Praise God. And Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. But if you look there today, you'll not find Jesus at Pilate's judgment hall. He's not there. You won't find Him at Pilate's judgment hall. Hey, there was a scourging post over there behind the judgment hall. The Bible tells us that Jesus was there and He was scourged on that scourge. But I want to say today, if you go over and look, you may see that place where the scourging pole was, but you'll not find Jesus at the scourging pole because He's not there. Amen. You won't find Him at the scourging pole. Amen. Hey, there's a place called Golgotha. Amen. That place of the skull. You can go there and look, and it's a mountain. To look at it, it's got holes. It looks just like a skeleton's face. Amen? And you can go there and you can look, but you won't find Jesus on Golgotha. He's not there. Amen? You won't find Him on Golgotha. That place is still there, but He's not. Amen? Glory to God. You won't find Him. Hey, you won't find Him on the cross. There's a representation of cross over there, and you can see the cross, but you'll not see Jesus on the authority of God. He's not hanging on the cross no more. There's a lot of people like to wear Him around their neck. Well, the cross with some man hanging on it, but I want to say, praise God, that's not Jesus. He's not there no more. Amen. He come down off the cross. Amen. You'll go on to Jerusalem, you go down there to a little garden, and there's a little garden tomb down there. And praise God, and they said that's where they took Jesus down, and they wrapped Him up in burial clothes, and they put Him in that garden tomb. If you go there and you look in that garden tomb, that stone's rolled away, and He's not there. I want to say, praise God, today Jesus is not in the tomb. He got up, praise God, victorious over death in the grave. Amen. On that first Easter Sunday morning, praise God, Jesus came out of there. You say, did they roll a stone away and let him out? No, he came out, praise God. They rolled a stone away to let them see in so that they could say, he's not here. Amen. Amen. He is risen, just like he said. Amen. So there's a lot of places that we won't see Jesus. But I praise God today, there's a lot of places that we can see the Savior. Amen. I just want to give you about six or seven things right here out of this text where we can see Jesus. Amen. Hey, we get to seeing Jesus, it'll make a difference in our lives. You can't get to seeing Jesus, praise God, and Him not change you forever. You know what's wrong with most folks today? We've never truly seen Jesus. But if you get to seeing Jesus, praise God, He'll change you forever. We need to realize today that, number one, Jesus was a servant Savior. Amen. If we see Jesus, we need to see Him as that servant Savior. Amen. He humbled Himself. Remember over there in Philippians chapter 2 in verse 7, the Bible says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Amen. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We see that servant Savior, praise God, as he become humble, even humble unto death. Amen. We see this Savior, praise God, as a humble man. We see He came as a humble existence. We see coming into Jerusalem on a donkey. What a humble beast. Amen. Praise God. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ as a servant, praise God. And a servant Savior. You say, well, that's kind of an oxymoron. How can He be a Savior and be a servant? Because He was a servant unto the Father, praise God, to do the will of the Father. Amen. He might come and take away the sins of the world so that through Him, me and you might be saved. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, become a humble servant, praise God. Kind of leaves our lives something to be desired, doesn't it? Amen. If we ain't careful, we focus on everything in the world but being a humble servant of the Lord. Amen. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing and just staying, working with Him, praise God, till He comes. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad He came as a humble servant. Amen. He humbled Himself, the Bible says. Amen. He didn't have to be humble. They didn't humble Him. He humbled Himself, praise God, before that crowd ever got a hold of Him. Amen. I want to say praise be to God. If we could just come humbly before the Lord, before the crowd ever gets a hold of it, amen, we could get in. Amen. But what happens? We come along and we worry about what the crowd will think. Amen. We worry about what those people we run around with. Let me just tell you about the people we run around with. We need to read that and praise God, just come humbly before the Lord and say, Lord, would You give me the kind of people that's pleasing in Your sight? Amen. Make all the difference. Why? Because most of the people in this world want to drag us in the pit. Amen. They want to destroy us. They don't want us to be happy. They don't want us to have any hope. They don't want us to have any help. Amen. But praise God, a humble servant came down, praise the Lord. Hey, God, okay, a humble Savior, praise God. A servant Savior came to me and you. When we couldn't get to Him, couldn't find a way. Praise God. He humbled Himself even unto death. Praise the Lord. So we see that. So in saying that, He not only was a servant Savior, but He was a suffering Savior. Amen. He suffered the death of the cross. Look at verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Why was He made a little lower than the angels? Praise God. Because He had to. Amen. If He had been an angel, they couldn't have killed Him. He couldn't have died. But praise be God, He took upon Himself the form of a man. Amen. He came, humbled Himself, and He came, praise God, to suffer the penalty of sin. I'm saying my Savior today, that one that's risen, that one that we celebrate today, praise God, He suffered death. He allowed death to come. He that knew no sin, praise God, became sin for me and you. You say, well, preacher, I know what most of the world says today. You talk to them, you try to witness to them, they say, well, preacher, I ain't too bad. But the thing is, we're not too good either. Amen. So I'm not too bad. I don't do things that's too bad. No, but we don't do things that's too good either. Amen. They said, the Bible says all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. We all sin every day. So if we all sin every day, then we need a Savior that can forgive sin. Who is that? That's this one that died. Praise God, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. He brought redemption unto man. Amen. Hey, praise God. He died. He took upon Himself death. Amen. Wasn't holding to it. Amen. Death couldn't hold Him. Because death, hey, the wages of sin's death. Amen. That's what brings on death, praise God. We get older and we die, or we get sick and we die. Something happens and we die because of sin in this world. We're living in a sin. You say, well, preacher, I know people that have been good people, but yet they've died. Because we're living in a sin-cursed world. This world's under a curse. People die. Amen. The wages of sin is death. That's a curse on this world that we live in. But praise be to God, there's a good God of glory, man, that died a death, praise God, to pay for sin. Amen. He's paid it. The price has been paid. He said, paid in full. Amen. On the cross of Calvary, when He hung between heaven and earth those last hours, He said, it is finished. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a suffering Savior. Died for the sins of the world. Amen. Made a little lower than angels for the suffering of death. Amen. Took upon Himself the death of the cross. Amen. Not only is He a servant Savior and a suffering Savior, but He's a sympathetic Savior. Amen. We see the sympathy of Him. The Bible said that He tasted death. He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Amen. He's a sympathetic Savior because, praise God, of the sympathetic heart that He had for me and you, praise God, that He took death for us. Amen. Amen. That He took on that burden of death. He took death upon Himself. He died for me and you. He said He died for every man. Amen. You know what's happening today? If we're not saved, if we're not born again trying to live for the Lord, you know what we're doing? We're trampling under our feet the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. We know better. Praise God, what we're doing, we're trampling on the blood of Jesus, saying, I don't need that in my life. But praise God, that sympathetic Savior, praise God, He shed that blood for every one of you. Whosoever will, praise God, today can be saved. He said, I didn't come to leave nobody out. He said, I come that all might come to repentance. That all might get in, praise God. Amen. Said, we're running out of time. The days are getting dark. All around us we're seeing sin and violence exploding. Amen. But there's still a sympathetic Savior that's saying, come, will you come and would you get in? He said, I've paid the price. I've offered a pardon. Would you come and get in? Amen. Praise the Lord. He's still that sympathetic Savior. Praise God. He suffered death. Praise God for every man so that we don't have to worry about it. You know, the biggest thing about life is dying. Amen? Amen. The thing that we worry about the most is dying. But He says here in verse 14, He says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same. He became flesh and blood. Amen. For me and you. Hey, He said that through death He might destroy him. Him who? The devil. That hath the power of death. That is the devil. And deliver them who through fear, now listen, of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Praise God. He said, listen, He said this, this Savior that we have, praise God, He knew what death was. He felt death sting, praise God. But He said, because He died, amen, He said, we can be set free from that burden of death. Amen. 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 Praise God. I told you, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker this morning. Amen. I'm looking to go out of here to be with Him, praise God, forevermore. Amen. Praise God. Sympathetic Savior. He made it possible for me to be born again, praise God, in these last days we live. He tasted that death for every one of us. Amen. Not only is He a sympathetic Savior, but is a sanctifying Savior. He comes not only will He come to save you, praise God, but He may come to set things right. He come to set things apart, to make things right in the eyes of God. See, what's wrong with the world today? We're thinking that we've got to get better, and once we get better, we get everything going good, then we're going to come to church, and we're going to get in, and things are going to be okay. That's not logical thinking. Amen? That's like saying, I've got the cancer, and after I get better, I'm going to go to the doctor. You're going to die in your sin. Amen. But praise God, if we come out and realize that He's already paid the price, amen, He's already overcome the death, praise God, we can come to the great physician, amen, and be healed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got this thing backwards. We're not thinking right in the day that we live. Amen. We need to back up. We need to reevaluate our situation. We need to reevaluate our life. We need to start thinking, you know, how do I want to proceed from here? Amen. Praise the Lord. Because as a suffering Savior, praise God, it loved us enough. But when we see Jesus, it makes all the difference. Amen. He begins to sanctify us and set us apart. Look at what He says in verse 10. He said, "For it became Him from whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory." Amen. "To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." Amen. He said He come to make perfect. Praise the Lord. All things. But look at verse 11. He said, "For both He that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one." Amen. He said, praise God. He said, those that sanctified, those that set aside the glory to God, they all fit into one program. They all fit into one form. They all got lined up on one line. They all got one thing. They all have one thing in common. He said, it's the Father God of glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That sanctifying power of God, when He comes in and makes the difference in your life. Hey, I wonder how long we're going to just keep spiraling out of control. See, sanctification, that's when we become part of something. To be set aside for the glory of God. Amen. To get our priorities right. So we can get the Father and we can get in the family. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, I want to be part of the family these last days. I mean, I want to be part of those that's going to go out of here in a little while to be with Him. Praise God. How do you do it? When we see Jesus. When we begin to see Jesus as He is, amen, and the sanctifying power of God begins to work in our lives, we begin to set priorities. Say, you know what? This isn't real important, but this is. Amen. We talked about this time. Somebody mentioned in Sunday school, I believe it was this morning, that there's little lives that's watching us every day. Amen. They're seeing it. They're our lives. They're being influenced by me and you. And praise God, we need a sanctified life. We need our eyes fixed on Jesus, praise God, in these last days so that we can finish well for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. So these little ones come along behind us, praise God, and they can see what truth is. Truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see that sanctifying path, a Savior. That's a Savior at all that works in every man, every woman, every boy and girl. He's the one who gives you help. That's why you don't have to wait to get better before you get in. Amen. Praise God, you get in, you trust in Him, and He fixes you.
Amen.
Amen. He's got the cure, praise God. The medication that you need. Amen. Praise God. Well, you say, preacher, what's that? That's the Word of God. Speak to your heart, He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Put you on the right path. Amen. So not only is a sanctifying Savior, but He's a sufficient Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is that means. Amen. He's that means, that sufficient means. Praise God, that we have that comes from God. Amen. And He's not only the sufficient means, praise God, but He's the end of that means. Amen. He's the one that does the work. He's the one that does the work in us. Bless His holy name. He said, "For it became Him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory." Who did it? God did it. God reached down, praise God, to men, and He said, they need some help.
Amen.
Amen. God looked down on me and you, and He said, you know what? We need some help.
Amen.
It started in the garden, by the way. He took Adam, and He made Adam, and He put him in all these critters, and He put him in the garden. He put Adam in the garden, made him of the dust of the earth. Fellas, we're just made out of dirt. Amen. We don't need to be too heady and high-minded because we're just dirt. You don't believe me? Hey, work real hard all day, sweat a little bit, take your shirt off and look at the collar. You got ring around the collar. Why? Because your dirts are running off. Amen. Your dirts are running off. Amen. Because that's what you're made of. But old Adam got over and he said, you know what? He said, this is a pretty difficult job you give me, Lord. He said, I need some help. So He put him to sleep, used the first anesthesia. put old Adam to sleep, praise God, reached in there and took that rib out right beside his heart, praise God, and he made a woman. Amen. Because he said, you know what? He looked at him, he said, you know what? He needs some help. You know what? God seen from the very beginning, praise the Lord, that we was going to need some help. He seen from the very beginning that we wasn't going to be able to do it by ourselves. So he started, you know what he started doing? Brother, he started putting people together. Yeah. Amen. He started putting people together to help one another, to be a help to one another. Amen. Amen. And he's still doing that today. And he come to a place, he said, boy, they need more help than each other. They need a Savior. Amen. But praise be to God, that sufficient Savior, glory to God, that we had. Amen. He was sufficient to meet that need. Hey, glory. And he came down. The means that God would use to save mankind. The Lord Jesus Christ, that sufficient Savior that we have. He's sufficient to forgive all of our sin, past, present, and future. Hello? You said, preacher, does that mean that we can do whatever we want to? The Bible says, God forbid. Because I will tell you, you get the Lord, you begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to recognize who He is, praise God, your want to's a change. Amen. You won't want to do that old vile stuff you used to do. Amen. God will change you from the inside out, praise God. You'll want to do different things. You'll see things in a whole new light. You'll begin to look, praise God, in different directions for your help. See what's wrong with it. I believe every one of us in here would like to have help. I believe everybody in here would like to do right. Amen. Am I right? Yeah. Well, let me ask you, anybody here would just like to just mess up their life and do wrong all their life and end up a total mess? Raise your hand. Amen. Amen. I don't think there's a person in here who wants to be messed up. Amen. We want to finish well, praise God. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. We all do. Well, how do we get? Because Jesus is sufficient. Amen. For all of us, each and every one, praise God. All things and every person, praise God. He's the captain of their salvation. He's the one that's leading the way. Amen. We can follow. What does that mean? That means we can follow Him right on into glory. Amen. I told him this morning, praise God, when you get ready to cross old Chili Jordan, praise God, and we will, someday you'll have to get ready. Amen. In this old life, if you go by the way of the grave, you'll have to cross old Chili Jordan through death. But praise God, if we follow Jesus, glory be to God, He'll give us the stepping stones to get there. Amen. Amen. We'll march right on into glory, into the presence of the Lord. Why? Because we've got a sufficient Savior. Amen. We've got one that brought us along, praise God, and He'll finish the course with us. Amen. Because He promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us. But not only have we got a sufficient Savior, but we got a satisfying Savior. Amen. Praise God, the Lord this morning, He'll satisfy your soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. He says, He said to make the captain of your salvation perfect through sufferings. Amen. Praise God. He said that's made perfect. That's it satisfies. Amen. I want to say praise God to finish work of Calvary. Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and He got up. Praise God. That's satisfying. I'm putting my trust in that. I'm putting my trust in the Lord because He got up. Praise God. I can too. Amen. When the devil tries to beat me down, when he tries to discourage, tries to take me in the wrong direction, praise God, I just plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I say, God, Lord, help me to get up just like You did. Amen. I said, Lord, I've committed it to You. I need Your help now. Lord, here I am, standing in the need. Praise be to God, it ain't long, very long. Praise God, the old devil may say, where's your God now? I said, just hold on just a minute, devil. He's on His way. Amen. Hey, how do you know, preacher? Because He's sufficient, preacher, to meet my need, preacher. He's always there. He's always present. Amen. Praise God to satisfy my need, to fulfill me. Praise God. Everybody in the world is looking for something that'll give them satisfaction. Huh? There's a lot of people today that's doing drugs, try to get satisfaction, you know, to try to feel good. And boy, you feel good for a little bit, and then you got to do a little bit more, and cost you a little bit more, and you got to do a little bit more, and next thing you know, it's taking everything you got, and you're still not satisfied. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? I want to say, praise God, He's a good God of glory, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, He's a satisfying Savior. Amen. When I've got Him, praise God, when I got Him, I don't need nothing else. Amen. He said, preacher, wouldn't you like to have a big mansion on a hill? Wouldn't you like to have a big boat? Wouldn't you have, hey, praise God, I tell you, all those things would be nice if you had time for it. But I want to say, praise God, I don't need that. I've got a Savior. My mansion's in glory, praise God. Amen. Amen. My treasures is laid up on the other side. Bless His holy name. So I have a Savior, praise God, it's sufficient. I have a Savior that's satisfying. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad you got the same one? A Savior that's perfecting in salvation. You ever think about your salvation being perfect? I tell you what, I doubt that sometimes about myself. Because I live in this old flesh. Oh, you do too. Huh? You do too. Amen? And it gives you a fit. But praise God, they salvation, perfection in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our perfection. Amen. And what we do, we just strive to be like Him. Praise the Lord. And you know what? People look at us and they say, you know what? Hey, something peculiar about that fella. Hey, something that's odd about that lady. Why, it's the perfecting power of the Lord Jesus Christ moving in her hearts, making us into His likeness. Praise God. Amen. As He talks about that in Hebrews chapter 1, that mirror image. Huh? Amen. That's what he said. Christ was the mirror image of the Lord Jesus, of God the Father. Amen. He said, if we've seen the Son, He said, we've seen the Father. I want to say, hey, when we see Jesus, praise God, we've seen the Father. Amen. Amen. We've went right into the throne room of grace. Amen. When we've seen Him. Bless His holy name. Amen. A satisfying Savior. But now we see Jesus. And I'm just about finished. I'm going to quit. We see Jesus. Where do we see Him today? We not see Him in all these places we talked about. If you go looking for Him there, you'll not see Him. But Brother Bill, we see Jesus today sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. We see Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father. What's He done? He's took His place of authority. Praise God. He's put His place in authority to rule, praise God, to be over the lives of men. They'll look down upon us, praise God, with the authority of God Almighty and say, you know what? This is what He needs. This is what He needs. This is what she needs. This is the way it needs to work. Let me begin. Hey, praise God, He's sitting there to make, glory to God, to make intercession for me and you. When we mess up, when we don't know what to do, praise God, He's there to do for us. Have you ever thought about just looking up and seeing when you get in a bind? Just looking up and saying, and meditate just a little bit and getting focused on Jesus and say, Lord, here I am again. Lord, I stand in a need here. Lord, I need You to help me just now. Amen. No, ain't no tell what it might be. Might be one of these little old babies gets sick. Amen. The dark of the night and the doctor's not in. But you might have to say, oh God, here I am, Lord, I've got a need. And Lord, I put my trust and my faith in You. Here it is, Lord. Amen. Amen. Just have the faith. Bible says, pray believing and you shall receive. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. To make intercession for me and you. Amen. Amen. We see Him sitting there today. Just listening to hear from us. Just listening, amen, to get a word. Amen. Maybe it's a word of praise. So, oh God, thank You. For hearing and answering that prayer. Thank You, Lord, for taking that fever away. Thank You, Lord, for giving that soundness, that perfect soundness abiding. Amen. Glory to God. Can you just imagine? Amen. And to not be able to do that. But today, praise God, we have a Savior that's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Amen. We see Jesus sitting by the Father. Amen. I mean, that's a place of eternal help. But not only do we see Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father, we see Jesus seeking the lost. Amen. We still see Jesus every day seeking those who are lost. Came to seek and to save that's lost. Do you see Jesus today seeking after the lost? What about the people? What about those loved ones in your family that's lost and going to slip off into hell without God if we don't rescue them? But I see Jesus today, praise God. I see Jesus sitting there at the right hand of the Father. I see Jesus seeking those that are lost. Still sending down that convicting power of the Holy Ghost. Still sending that help. Said, oh, go down and convict their hearts. But they keep going the wrong way. Just keep going. Hey, the Holy Ghost of God's like a beagle dog. He'll get on your trail, praise God, if that's what God wants, and he'll hound you. Amen. Thank God for the hounding of the Holy Ghost of God. Thank God for the sweet Spirit of God convicting our hearts. Showing us when we're wrong. Showing us when we need help. Amen. But we see that Savior sitting. We see that Savior chasing. We see that Savior seeking the lost to bring them in. Amen. Before it's eternally too late, we see Him going after them. Amen. He won't give up. Ain't you glad? Hey, I believe a whole lot of our folks we've done give up on. Amen. Hey, but just be honest. Some of our people, we've already gave up on. Well, they'll never get in. They ain't no use to pray for them. No, they'll never get in. They're just too far out there. That's what they probably said about me. That's probably what they said about you. Amen. But guess what? One day God knocked on your heart's door. He said, hello, it's me again. I'd like to come in. Will you let me? Oh, it's too late. I'm going to hell. You don't have to. Amen. He said, you don't have to. Lord, what can I do? He said, Jesus loves you. He died for you. Yeah. Amen. He's that seeking Savior. Praise God. If we could see Jesus, that seeking Savior, we might see Jesus seeking us. We might see Jesus looking our way. Amen. We might see Jesus desiring us. He said, would you come in? Would you get in before it's too late? Amen. The Lord may be here today. He may be seeking somebody today. Knocking on your heart's door. And he said, you know what? You've been awful wicked and mean. But you know what? God wants to forgive you. God wants to save you. When we see Jesus as a seeking Savior, we're sitting at with the authority of God, the right hand of the Father. Praise God, we can get help today. We can have hope today. But it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not in ourselves. It's not in our works. It's not in how good we are. Because the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. Amen. As hard as I try, I can't be good enough. As hard as you try, you can't be good enough. But there's a good God of glory, praise God, that was perfect. And He adds to perfection. He brings to perfection those that'll turn to Him. Amen. He's seeking those that are lost today. He's reaching out. He's all these things, amen, for me and you. And He's reaching out today to save old sinners. Amen. And he says in verse 11, he said, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. You say, preacher, I've been just as vile and wicked as the devil himself. Jesus said, you know what? If you'll come and ask Him to forgive you, come into your heart. He said, he longs. He's not ashamed to call you a brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, it don't matter how bad you've been. He said, Jesus wants to call you a brother. Jesus wants to call you a sister. He said, if you'll just get in. He said, that's what Jesus... But he said, in order to do that, folks, he said, we've got to see Jesus. We've got to see... Where's He at? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me and you. He's pleading today, would you come? Would you come? Calling old sinners to repentance. Calling old sinners, me and you, saying, would you come unto me? Would you come unto me and be saved before it's eternally too late? He said, I'm still love you. I'm still seeking you. I still desire you. I want to call you a brother. I want to call you a sister. He said, would you come unto me?